Barbara, to talk about that, because Barbara, as we know, the president sent about 100 military advisors to Uganda back in October to help the local forces hunt down Kony. Are they making any progress?
Well, they are on the ground now in a number of locations, Suzanne, some very remote areas. Uganda, as David pointed out, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, about 100 troops working as trainers and advisors. But the areas sometimes are quite unsettled, so they're combat equipped, but their mission is to help these African military forces go after Kony. This is a result of some congressional laws being passed, some action in Washington to try and pressure some progress to get this man, who is responsible for some of the worst atrocities on the African continent. I would just very quickly point out, though, there is a broader U.S. military strategy at work in Africa. They worry that these kinds of groups are very destabilizing. From Somalia across North Africa all the way into Nigeria in the West, there are Al-Qaeda groups, Al-Qaeda affiliates, and some of these thugs and terrorist groups like Joseph Kony. It leads to destabilization. It leads to terrorists being able to move into these areas and take advantage. That's kind of the broader mission that the U.S. military's on. Train and advise the African militaries and make them really able with equipment and technology to go after some of these guys, Suzanne.
All right. Barbara Starr at the Pentagon, thank you. Thank you as well, David. Stay with CNN. Next hour, we're going to talk to a young woman, a teenager. She's been involved with the group Invisible Children since she was just 14 years old. Young people and social media, they're propelling the hunt for Joseph Kony, and they're putting it into the spotlight. And she's passionate. She's plugged in. She's going to join us shortly after 1 o'clock.